from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Somali Regional Forces fighting against ISIS. Somali Regional Forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast in the first ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. Local forces told VOA that today's fighting occurred just 50 kilometers west of Kandala after the regional troops were halted by landmines. The governor of Puntland's Bari region, Yusuf Mohammed Dado, is leading the offensive against Kandala, and he said his forces were attacked by ISIS fighters while they were dismantling the landmines. They responded by killing seven militants. Three Somalian soldiers were wounded in the firefight. Dado said his troops have custody of militants' bodies, saying that they are all Somalis. He said they have not seen any foreigners so far. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the leader of Taiwan put China on the defensive late Friday with a historic upbeat phone call to discuss Washington's role in possibly helping the diplomatically isolated island gain international status. China's foreign minister dubbed the 12-minute phone call by Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen a petty action that will lead to no changes in Chinese-U.S. relations. Raymond Wu is the managing director of Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
It serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there's been no contact between the leaders of the two countries since U.S. formally broke off relations in 1979. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia are exploring new ways to break a month-long diplomatic deadlock over how to stop the fighting in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday. He said the ideas will be tested in follow-up discussions between American and Russian diplomats next week in Geneva. Speaking at a joint news conference with his Italian counterpart in Rome, Mr. Kerry urged continued efforts in dealing with the humanitarian situation in Aleppo, saying it's important all parties work on a framework to provide a passage for people to get out of the besieged city. Friday's diplomatic discussions took place on the sidelines of an Italian-hosted conference on the Mediterranean region. Today's special envoy, Stefan Di Mistura, spoke from the same stage, offering words of advice to the incoming Donald Trump administration.
And the big question that I would like to ask President Trump and his team when we meet his team would be, fine, I think no one in the world would disagree with you that in Syria and in Iraq, the priority should be fighting Daesh. Fighting or winning Daesh. Fighting or defeating Daesh. If you say defeating Daesh, then remember the lesson we learned in Iraq and in Libya. We need to find a political inclusive solution that includes those who feel disenfranchised.
Secretary of State Kerry said he will be discussing Syria again with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday when they meet on the sidelines of a European security conference in Hamburg, Germany. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul on Saturday to call for the ouster of President Park Geun-hye, marking the sixth straight weekend of the demonstrations in the city. The protests started shortly after South Korea's National Assembly announced Friday a vote to impeach Park had been postponed until December the 9th. The president has been embroiled in a multi-million-dollar influence-peddling scandal that has decimated her image as a strong, incorruptible leader. Scandal surrounding the president has led to huge protests that swallowed up a large portion of downtown Seoul each of the past six Saturdays. Police estimated the number of protesters to be around 320,000, though protest organizers put the number at far higher, around 1.7 million. Thousands more protesters also gathered outside the National Assembly, encouraging lawmakers from both sides to vote in favor of Park's impeachment next week. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.